Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Maxtreme Sports was founded to make the healthy even more healthy and to prevent disease. When one is sick, it makes life hard. Maxtreme products are an excellent, great-tasting way for optimal health. During the pandemic, we found ingredients that were the most effective for fending off the virus. Maxtreme Prevent contains vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. If zinc is present in the cells, viruses and bacteria will not be able to live. Quercetin is a zinc ionosphore. It increases the effects of zinc in the cell. Quercetin has strong antiviral properties, and taking quercetin with zinc pushes the zinc into the center of cells where the zinc can stop viruses from reproducing. These products have very simple ingredients. Nothing that is not needed is added. Non-GMO, no sugar, no calories, made in the USA, sweetened with monk fruit, and only the highest quality ingredients are used. Get yours today. MaxStreamSports.com. MaxStreamSports.com. That is MaxStreamSports.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Fight the new world order. Fight the new world order. Fight the new world order. Fight the new world order.
Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us as usual. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone. I will bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Amanda in here. So what's the word on
good
the street?
Good evening. Well, you know, just the usual talk of our awesome economy, you know, the whole looking forward to getting everybody's school loans forgiven. So, yay.
Yeah, but only 10,000 of it. So I had a financial aid expert on Monday, and there's over 100 schools now that cost over $50,000 a year in the United States. So if we look at a school like Ohio State, and we're just, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if Ohio State costs $67,000 a year, now it costs $57,000. So and that's only a one-time deal. So what difference does it make?
I see. Interesting. Okay, well,
Is there a difference with a 19-year-old between $67,000 and $57,000?
Well, I mean, $10,000. But again, I mean, with if the economy
Yeah, but if you're not working, what difference does it make?
I had about, when I finished up my schooling, I want to say I was about $10,000, and that's a teaching degree at the time. And, of course, I took out some loans, and I actually had a couple of grants going back to school as an older person, a mother. I got a couple grants, and it took me a little while. It took me a while to pay them off. And, you know, I mean, yes, definitely a lot of people do work in their degree field, but it seems to be less common to use your actual degree that you spent $67,000 or more a year.
Yeah.
And we're talking, I was in 2011. So it's been a while. It's been, you know, over 10 years. So it's a long process, and it's pretty scary. The student loan debt, I mean, when I was in school, it was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Remember those days?
No, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, we got those special loans that had the nice interest rate attached to them. And as you paid them off, the interest rate would change as well. So as you got closer to, well, at least for myself, as I got closer to paying off, as the years came down, the interest rate actually went up for me. I don't know if that was everybody's case, but that, definitely I don't recommend school loan debt. I just don't. I just don't think it's a good idea in general.
Well, I didn't go to, I'm a college dropout because I couldn't afford the loan, and now I have to pay other people who got college educated, and I figure if those people are smarter because they went to college and I didn't, they should be smart enough to figure out how to pay back $10,000.
Right. And that's what I assumed, you know, when I got those loans, I just knew I was going to be paying it back. There was, and, you know, you can claim bankruptcy for a lot of different things, but not school loan debt.
Not for student loans.
Nope.
See, that would have helped people a little bit more than $10,000. And not only that, but now you have to claim that $10,000 as income.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
Any debt that's forgiven, you have to pay taxes on that. And don't worry, the IRS will now be there 87,000 strong to make sure that you pay that $10,000 tax on that.
Well, there's a little connection I hadn't heard yet. This is why I like to talk to you.
Remember when the houses were upside down? And
If
you were able to get a different loan where you were able to sell it at a loss, you had to pay the difference on that.
Absolutely. Huh. Well, there you go. Now I see what they're doing. I mean, we always know that there's some kind of, backroom meeting going on when it comes to things like this. And, of course, with our economy and the inflation, I mean, not inflation. What are we calling that? It's not inflation. It's something else now. So
stagflation?
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Stagflation is when the prices go up and the products shrink at the stores. So remember, it used to be a gallon of ice cream. Then it became 3 quarts. Then it became a half gallon. And now it's like a quart and a half or something.
Wow. And they raised the price on it as well.
Yes.
So it's not just that they're reducing the size. Wow. Huh. And then people are just I guess they have no choice, I suppose, but people go along with it as though this is okay and normal. Well, that's interesting chain of events. I hadn't heard that about paying taxes on the loan forgiveness when it comes to the student loans, but now I see. Nice to know.
Oh, I promise. I didn't just pull that out of my tuchus. It's a thing.
Oh, I believe you. And I hadn't heard it, but it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. There's always something going on, and thank you for doing the digging and research. That's fascinating to me. But, do you have a Telegram page? Do you use Telegram on a desktop? You can get a desktop app for the Telegram
app. I've used Telegram before, but I don't get into it.
Okay. Understood.
Well, the thing is that I know people that are banned have their own Telegram channels, but 99% of Telegrams, you can't write to the people. You could just listen to or read what they have to say, and you could respond. But even then that's limited because every group can determine who gets to respond, and then trying to message somebody is a whole nother ballgame.
That's true. It isn't the most. Yeah, it's not the most user-friendly. That's true.
I'm not one of those people that get excited by reading somebody else's channel. If I can't interact, I'm not interested.
Yes. All right. Well, there are some that I follow, some of these channels that do post lots of news, alternative news, I suppose, if you would like to call it that. But it's been really interesting to read some of what's going on right now and just the way we're headed. I've been reading some more about the happenings with the World Economic Forum and Davos and those who are associated with that, and how there's this internal government takeover, and I mean, as we know, right, and it's all over the world, and all within the workings of the World Economic Forum, and how that's Klaus Schwab's baby. And so I was interested to hear if you had heard anything on that, of what they're doing right now to get into the governments and essentially to take them over by getting everyone to join this economic forum, and sort of like the WHO, the WHO or the UN, mm-hmm. or any of these large organizations. What do you know about that?
Do I know about the World Economic Forum? Are you're asking me that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious.
Do you know how many times I've included Klaus Schwab in some videos?
Right. And I'm curious if you've heard the latest.
I should have said
with...
who's Klaus Schwab. I would have wanted to hear what you said.
Oh, well.
But
I mean,
whenever I mention
devil.
You have to eat the bugs, you know where that came from.
Yeah.
And you have to say it that way. You have to say eat the bugs, because that's his German accent.
Yep, and it's pretty disturbing in any accent, but yes, it's very fascinating to watch what's happening with that, how they're getting all the government involved in this forum. And I didn't realize that I had just watched a video that was posted in one of those Telegram channels of Donald Trump meeting with Klaus Schwab and mm-hmm. recommending the WEF, the World Economic Forum, recommending that we, the world and the state, respect and follow along the recommendations, because it's all for the better of the world. And I hadn't seen or heard a direct...
Yeah, I'm officially off the Trump train, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were. That's why I brought it up to you. I knew you were. And
he refuses to say a bad thing about the vaccine at all. And part one is that he earned $1 million from Pfizer as an endorsement. So maybe that's part of what he signed, that he would never go against them. I don't know. I just don't want my presidents being pharmaceutical salesmen.
And that's that. Couldn't agree more with that. And
so I'm hoping that Ron DeSantis gets the message and decides to run.
Hmm.
I do think DeSantis would beat Trump.
I tend to agree. It seems like he has been the most stalwart as far as calling out the current administration and also further on into the rest of the world organizations. I don't know if I've ever heard him say anything against or calling out the World Economic Forum. I don't know if I've ever heard any direct quotes that from him against, like, Klaus Schwab or that.
Well, he did say that he's not going to allow the 87,000 IRS agents into Florida.
Hmm. It's very tempting to move to Florida.
And Carrie Lake, if she wins in Arizona, she's, from what I've gathered, that she's not interested either. And it might be worth making a switch.
Wow. Yeah, that is definitely something I would want to hear from any candidate of any kind. If somebody's running for any office, I would want to hear that sort of thing.
Hey,
if you still wanted
to keep your job, you can. Are you able to live in, like, Littlefield, Arizona, and make the 20-minute drive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, would be a great idea, wouldn't that?
I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but
idea.
It's a private school, so they might let that happen.
Huh? Yeah, that's a great question.
If she gets in and pledges and puts that on the books that no alphabet agencies are allowed to knock on citizens' doors demanding stuff, I will make that pledge that I'll be changing residences.
Very nice. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I find that to be a wise decision. And I would love to see other states follow suit. But in my state, as you know, we have fake conservatives.
Yeah, you have a switch.
Yeah, yes.
I'm not from I met somebody that worked with him, and he said he's not a rhino, but he's a squish, that he'll let everybody have what they want rather than have a confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's spot on.
That's just weird. Like he's not a rhino. He's not against Trump. But if somebody says, hey, Brandon likes this, can you do it for us? All right, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to explain that.
Right. And he's willing to take money, however it looks, for the state. And if whatever method he needs to do to repackage the current thing, whatever brings in the money. So in one... At one side of his face, he'll be saying, oh, we're not going to allow that. But on the back end, he's allowing that. And because the payouts are happening. And we all see it. Well, I shouldn't say we all see it. But those of us who are aware of what's going on all see this. And very frustrating. He's just one of the very many spineless governors in this country. But
yeah, so in Nevada, we have our choice of two close friends, Governor Shitzhak and Sheriff Lombardo, who rose to fame when he lied about what happened on that Mandalay Bay shooting. Or I wouldn't say he lied. He was given a script to read. And whenever he went off script during that famous speech, the FBI would be right there under him going, and then he changed his tune. It was so classic.
Yeah, no, that does not surprise me. And you know, they might be under duress, very possibly, but I just think they are getting payouts. I really believe that. I believe it's all about how much money and power that they have their eyes and their hearts set on.
They helped him get his run for governor, and I'll be honest, I don't know who wins, and I think as a governor, does it even matter? Because what good is a squish? He's not a Democrat, but does it matter? So we have our choice. We have a spineless Republican, or we have a Democrat who listens to California.
Yeah, either way, it's a lose-lose situation. And it just seems like it, no matter what you do, the vote just seems to go the wrong direction.
Well, this guy's not
going
to say, I'm not letting IRS agents shoot to kill citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that vibe from either of the governors.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah, there's no talk of it, but do you know
what?
So
I'm
going to
predict now, if Carrie Lake wins Arizona, you might see a mass exodus of people who are patriots that want to move to Arizona.
Yeah, you know, I could see that being the case. And as you said, I'm not too far off the border. It would be tempting.
There is a lot of Democrats that refuse to move to Arizona and Utah, because they think that those two are racist states. So they won't touch them.
Oh.
They will move to Nevada. But they think Utah and Arizona are racist.
I can't imagine why. I mean, honestly, we had our great BLM showing in downtown Salt Lake in 2020. What a shit show that was. But it seems to me like there are... that really the indications in Utah, you can just, from my town, for example, Dixie State was considered racist, and guess what? It's not Dixie State anymore. So I don't know how anybody would think it's so racist, because my state just bends over backwards for that.
Well, I talked to my one of our Freedomizer friends here, who we miss dearly, and we don't know what happened to him. My worst fear is he got run over by a car because he's legally blind. But we talked to him from moving to Seattle to St. George. And he loved it there. The few months he was there that we know of, he said that's one of the best decisions he ever made in his life. He loved St. George. We even came up to visit him and met him for the first time.
Huh. Wow. Well, that's good. Now he's MIA. Is that what I'm understanding? Not heard a word?
Well, yes, and it's no secret he was black. I think you knew that, but from how I talked about it. But, yeah, he was black and loved every minute of being there.
Oh, wow. So, obviously, not racist. We may have been labeled that, but obviously not. Even though the school was like, well, we better just take that huge payout. Because they did. They got a governmental payout to make sure that everybody knew we were not racist here.
So I have a question, Amanda. So,
yes.
And I'm not looking at this like a vegan thing versus a dairy product. I'm looking at it from a completely different standpoint here. So with that, New York State, I don't know if you heard about this, starting in October or is it November, one of them, you have to be 21 years old and show ID to buy whipped cream.
What? Like the whipped cream in a can or whipped cream in general? Oh, okay.
No, you can buy Cool Whip, but if you want whipped cream in a can, you got to be 21 now.
Oh,
and you need to show ID for that. But you don't need an ID to vote, but you need an ID for the whipped cream. And I'm just wondering here, because all these Democrats are saying that it's racist to require an ID to vote because blacks don't have IDs. So is this discrimination because black people will no longer be allowed to buy whipped cream?
I'm sure they'll twist that around and make it so. That's fascinating.
Hey, if
from
you think
I'm
kidding, I'll find you an article. That's easy.
I believe you. Yeah,
it's
send
like
it my way.
It's like 10 articles I see on my newsfeed.
Huh. I hadn't heard that one. I'm assuming it's because of the gas that they use in the can to spray it. I have heard people using that to huff it, but I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's the reasoning, I should say. Their reasoning. But, yeah, because Cool Whip in a tub, I think, would be a different thing than in one of those spray can things. And, by the way, whether it's dairy or vegan, from what I understand, a lot of those Cool Whip whipped products or whatever often don't even contain any milk. They're like just a bunch of random oils and flavorings and sugar. Yeah, like random lab-created stuff, and they put it together, and they call it whipped cream. So, yeah, I've heard that. I don't know if that's true. I haven't looked at every brand. I just know I don't eat it. It's disgusting. But it wouldn't surprise me that that is their reasoning for making it something you have to show ID for. I bought something recently. What was it? For my classroom. Oh, I wish I could remember what it was now. Something for my classroom, and I had to show the clerk my ID. I was in one of the self-checkout lanes because whatever it was being sold. They were buying it for getting high, and I wish I could remember what it was. Shoot, I'm not going to remember, but I was so random to me. I'm like, really? I didn't know that was a thing. I've never heard of that before. So, well, I don't know where these people are getting their ideas. Oh, it drives me crazy till I think of what it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I know. it was something I would have used for, oh, shoot, I can't remember. But regardless, it was a surprise to me that somebody somewhere along the way decided that was you could use it to get high. I wouldn't have guessed. And, you know, I'm a Generation X, and I remember lots of friends huffing paint and gas and random things to get high.
I remember Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid? Did you say
yeah.
Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid, yeah.
They were huffing Kool-Aid? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or spices.
Oh. Ah, I hadn't heard the Kool-Aid thing. Huh. Wow, I thought I'd heard it all. That's weird. I don't even know what you get out of that.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
I don't either.
Glue was another one.
Glue, yeah. I've heard that. Anything with certain chemicals in it. So whatever it is in Kool-Aid, God, I can't imagine drinking that. You can huff it. How awful. But, yeah, I thought I'd heard it all. Of course, that's my, you know, I came from a background of a family who did all the drugs and all the things, all the drugs. So I thought I'd heard and knew of them all. But people come up with new ideas all the time now.
Yeah, well, I've never smoked anything in my life. I've never injected myself with anything. I've never snorted anything.
Awesome.
So I'm as straight edge as they come because I don't even do alcohol. I've never tasted a cigarette. I've never injected myself with pot.
You kept yourself pretty clean.
Yeah.
Well, good. I've never injected anything, but definitely did my fair share of smoking and drinking and did all that, got it out of my system by the time I was 18. So my high school years, you know.
Okay.
I was one of those. I see you sent me an email or a message. So, Pfizer bars whites from applying for prestigious fellowships. What? Gosh. Okay, I hadn't heard that one either. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but that's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I wanted to get into it here. So, yeah, we're all supposed to be all-inclusive, and you have Berkeley having not just requiring the Berkeley is they have some non-white areas because Berkeley is all about freedom, just like they were in the 60s. And
right.
Now, not only do they ban whites from certain things and certain after-school programs, but they're requiring the kids to wear scams until further notice at school, just like San Diego State University, because now the scams could be for any disease, whether it's moneypox, COVID, the flu, it doesn't matter. Head lice, as long as you have a scam on, you're good.
Huh. Wow, that is great. Yeah. Well, hopefully they see their enrollment decline drastically because I can't imagine the majority, even at a school like Berkeley, that they would put up with that for very long. You would think, anyway. Even a school like that, the students would get sick and tired of it. You think.
I'm going to put that on my spy book page, actually.
Good idea.
But, yeah, they think that if you have lice, in elementary school. As long as all the kids are wearing scams, you won't get lice.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like that's how they repackage different illnesses and diseases, put a new little spin on it. And you say it long enough, the newer generation doesn't, because they don't have memories of it, they don't see that that's impossible. It's impossible to protect your children from head lice by wearing a scam. So speaking of spy book, as you call it, I call it fake book. Have you seen the new group called Died Suddenly News?
Somebody was mentioning that. I did not add myself to it, and I'm not even interested. I know it's there.
Okay. Yeah, if you've seen it, it's essentially people who come on and share their stories of either themselves or their loved ones or close people who they've seen have either terrible reactions or just die suddenly. They don't know why. And so I joined the group last week, and everybody's talking about how it's one of the fastest growing groups ever, which means it won't be on here for very long. Because once that happens, they'll shut it down soon. Even though people are using code language, instead of calling it a vaccine, they're calling it quack. So if somebody's been vaccinated, they'll say quacked.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was reading a few of them, and some of these stories are horrifying, and I can see why you wouldn't want to go on there and read these stories of people who died suddenly. But, you know, I can think of, I have several in fact, one of them was my best friend's son, who was like my child, who died suddenly after his first dose. And, of course, they ruled it a drug overdose because they found meth in his system that was barely detectable. They had to do an actual tissue sample to get that because meth stays in your body for a while. But the first initial drug scan showed nothing. And then the second one, suddenly they found the meth in his system. And that's a deeper tissue test. But talking to his sisters, who I'm still very, very close to, they said he had been clean. He was in, of course, recovery, and he was walking to the train station to catch his train for work that day, and he just fell face first down dead on the sidewalk. He was found, like, he didn't even try to brace himself. That's how fast he died. And so I'm reading stories and stories and stories where they're just like, oh, the person wasn't feeling good, and all of a sudden, bam, they're gone. There's no, like, gasping for breath or holding their chest or any kind of that sort of thing. They're out. And it's been pretty horrifying to read these stories because that's essentially what we understand happened to my friend's son. Another friend's son who is my son's age as well, and just fine, and then got the quack, as they call it, or the vaccine, or the jab, or the whatever. I call it a stab. And immediately in the hospital, ended up on the respirator, the ventilator, and a week later, he's gone. And was healthy, but did it for his school because he's in med school. But if you're interested in it, if you want to read some of the stories just to see the connections, I can send you a request or whatever you call it, invite. That's what it is. I can send you an invite if you'd like to see. If not, I won't worry about it.
All right. I have a show host that's on before me, and she is, I don't know if you see it in the group chat here, but she is adamant that I stole her airtime today.
Uh-oh.
It's like I've had this airtime since the first week I've been on in January of 2010, and you've been with me for how long now, and and she thinks that this is that I took her airtime away.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm seeing it now. No, this has been your airtime since I came on. That was in April. I believe
yes.
It was April.
I don't know how
I've
to
only missed one show.
And she's pissed, and she might quit right now, but whatever. If somebody's
know.
Mad, I'm not going to give up my airtime. Then I'm
uh-oh.
Not going to
yeah.
go earlier because I work a day job, and I'm not going to work later because I have a day job.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this has been, as far as I've ever known, this has always been your airtime, so there must be some kind of confusion with her. It looks like her time zone is maybe what's confusing. Hmm. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Does she have the right night? Is she on a different than Wednesday? This is Wednesday.
No, she's historically so if you have anything to share while I clear this up. I did want to get into reading that article, though, about how Pfizer says that white people are no longer allowed to apply for fellowship.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And I was just reading through that. Of course, InfoWars is one that reports on that sort of thing. And I hadn't heard this. I mean, of course, we all know that they are looking to even up the score by... I guess you'd say to punish anyone of a Caucasian background, which seems, you know, very not racist at all. But in the meantime, I hadn't heard that the Pfizer is allowed to bar people based on their backgrounds or even just their ancestry. I know for a fact that my niece's daughter is blonde and blue-eyed, but her mom, my niece, is half Shoshone Native American. And so that puts her daughter in a different category where she could either claim that she's Caucasian or she could claim that she is Native. And, you know, she looks Caucasian. She just happens to have about a quarter Native. Shoshone, and when did they draw the, like, where did they decide that, well, you look blonde and blue-eyed, therefore you cannot claim that because of your skin color and your eye color, and, or your, even your hair color, whatever. Seems pretty biased, in fact, if you're going to judge people on the way they look. But regardless, she could do either or. It seems... Where are they getting their parameters? How do they decide? How do you decide to, you're part of a minority or a majority group? That's, why do they have that power? They should not have that power. That's not up to them. So that one, number one, that's not their call to decide who is what race, quote unquote. But then number two is, who cares what they want to do as far as, shouldn't they be allowed to get that based completely on their academic merits or their performance, their work performance? What difference does it make what their predominant racial background is? They're saying that 34% of white students lied about being minorities, but how do they know? How do they know that that's a lie? For example, with my niece's daughter, she can go either way. She can claim the Caucasian because of her looks, but she can also claim the Native because she actually has verifiable quarter Shoshone, and it's pretty close relation because her grandpa was a full Shoshone. And the full blood, they were able to get money from the tribe. Her mom used her money for for school. She used her tribal money to go to school, and she actually did a trade school, and that's great. She is, she has really followed through on her goal. And now Pfizer's saying you can get, people are lying about their persuasion, and that's not their call anyway. But Pfizer's corrupt, as we know. They're so corrupt. I wouldn't care what they have to say. How's that looking? Are we getting some resolution on that?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. I'm almost done, I think. I feel bad, but...
Huh. Yeah, this is strange, because... you know, if you sign up for something specific, specific time slot, it shouldn't allow you to overlap, right? That's like, I don't
but
know. I have
a sometimes it does, and then if it does... Like last week when there was an issue, I was a few minutes late because I had to change out her time slot. And So it needed time to correct because if there's two shows, then our host thinks, oh, I don't know which one to do, and it just shuts down.
Okay. I do remember that little bit of confusion last week. All right, good to know. I have a booking site I use for my clients, and it's supposed to communicate with this other booking site that I just signed up for, but I haven't figured out how to really mesh them well because one of my booking sites, the one I've had for the longest now, will allow for different adjustments, like say you want to do 20-minute, you want to do an hour and 20-minute session, I can actually adjust that. This new booking site I just signed up for doesn't have all those little nice tweaks and options, so I'm trying to reconcile that and decide I'm going to have to go with one booking site, and it's crazy. It gets it to the point where I haven't been double booked yet, but it's a possibility.
Oh, there's breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Sarah Palin was defeated by a Democrat in Alaska. The first Democrat win in 50 years.
Huh.
So they have a new ranked choice voting system, and they have brand new mail-in ballots. There's no possibility of fraud there. So you could put your first, second, and third choice down, or however it works, and then all the votes get counted.
I see.
So if you say somebody's your third choice, it's just as good as if you selected them as a first choice.
Huh. Wow.
It's really
that
confusing.
Seems confusing as hell.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Oh, no thanks. Those mail-in ballots, anytime anybody says that, that's just, immediate red flag.
So that's just like how Charlie Crist is so confident of beating Ron DeSantis that he's telling people that he doesn't need your votes. He's going to win without you. And if you are a fascist that supports Ron DeSantis, he doesn't want anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they flip the script and they think fascism is... anybody that wants the people to have their freedom to decide what to do, that's fascism. Freedom is being told what to do, and you better like it and not say anything. That's freedom now. And they're even saying China is the role model for freedom.
Oh,
so slave camps, I guess, is the perfect role model for freedom.
Yeah. Wow, that's being completely 100% willfully blind to what actually happens. That's ignorance. That's what it is. Willful ignorance. Huh. Yeah, because I think we all know that freedom and communism are complete opposite ends. 100%
yeah, and the way that that Florida has more Republicans that have moved there, and it's the most Republican state. If Charlie Crist somehow wins, then you know that was serious fraud. And I'm not saying just a little fraud. That might be more fraud than even during the Trump and Biden election. Because people are moving there because of DeSantis. They're not moving there to vote him out.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course DeSantis wouldn't stand by for that. He wouldn't stand for that. He would definitely speak out. At least in my experience so far, I've heard him speak out on so many different things. He would not be silent about that one.
And you know that the Democrat Party looks at DeSantis like enemy number one as far as governors go.
Oh, yeah. And they should. They should. They should be afraid. They should be very afraid. And then they think that China represents communism. So, I mean, that China represents freedom. Yeah, we're going to take that seriously, people. Oh, goodness.
Taking
it seriously as in they actually think we're supposed to actually look at them as some kind of authority in that.
Yes.
Very few things that I remember from my days in high school when I took history, government classes. Don't remember a ton of it, but I do remember some of the processes that we were taught. Processes? Yes, that's right. That's the correct English. I paid attention more in English, I think, than I did in U.S. government. But those are the things that we are taught immediately are the different processes that we use for elections and for the different parties, why we have different parties, perspective bonuses we would have of having multiple parties. And that's part of being a republic. But I don't think that's taught anymore. I don't know if that's taught. I don't know what they're teaching in high school or even in college classes anymore. Are they just teaching other governments and how they run things so it looks so appealing? Is that what's going on in high schools and colleges? I have no idea.
Oh, I wish I had an answer.
Me too. Yes, me too. Because there's something's wrong here. Why people can't understand or make that connection? I remember just before 2020. Well, I guess it would have been December of 2019. There were some pretty big riots and demonstrations going on in China, and then all of a sudden, there's this huge pandemic, and the whole country is in lockdown, and people are dying, right? And as much as you could believe of that, I do believe a lot of that video that came from them was just fear porn. But they were rising up against their government, and they shut that down quickly. That doesn't sound like freedom. That doesn't sound like the people there are loving their experience. Because I'm hearing about how still to this day they shut down their populace and make them live in their little tiny apartments, and they're only allowed to come in out once a week in their full body gear. Have you heard that?
Yes, and they said they're going to continue that through 2025 at minimum.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, tell me how that's freedom, please. Tell me, I mean, and my son lived in Poland for a couple of years, and Poland has a very good memory of living under communist rule. And in fact, he told me that the Polish people actually hate Russia more than they do Germany, even though Germany did slaughter a lot of their population, that they actually despise Russia for the communism. So, yes, the Germans caused a lot of havoc and death, in their country, but it was the communism that was the true death of the people. And he talked to several of the older people of the older generation that remember very well, and there's still definitely lots of the residual effects from the communism. There's some big gaps in the way that things are done there, and it's all because of the way that communism actually takes a person's will to strive to be better or open a business or thrive, have some kind of drive that pushes you forward to do something different and exciting in your life. It just takes that away. There's nothing authentic about your life anymore. You're just one more cog in the wheel. I don't know if Americans, because they either are not taught that or they don't know anyone of that generation or they've never lived outside of the United States, can see the differences in the comparison. I don't know. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just curious, though, if the new generation, though, if they might look at having to make choices be too hard. They want to be told what's for dinner. They just want to be told what to do. They have to think otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because deciding what's for dinner is, if that's your hardest decision to make of the day, wow, you really are out of touch with reality. Oh, that's sad. Do you think it's a combination of lots of screen time, being on phone and TikToks and video games and just being in the virtual reality?
I think
reality?
It's the education, to be honest, and entitlements. The more you're entitled, the less you're willing to go out and prove that you have to do anything.
That's true. Yes, that's true. You're
so
entitled.
You lose your ability to side hustle.
Yeah, that's a good point. And maybe it is a generational thing. It's very sad to me to see that. I don't know. I'd like to say that.
Yeah, but
again,
unfortunately, when you don't have a generation of side hustlers, that's when you have communism, because people just work just enough to pay their bills. That's why it's called a job. It's just over broke.
Yep.
And
exactly.
That most people are happy just working their 8 to 5 and then coming home and microwaving a dinner or eating out of a bag, and then they watch their smell-o-vision and go to bed.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. You no longer have a
nation of thinkers or doers. You just have a nation of compliers.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's sad. That's when you lose people in the thinking outside of the box. People who are willing to create something new or even reinvent the wheel. I'm totally down with people doing that. Take something that's old and has been conformed and rethink it and present it in a new and interesting way.
Like, yes. I've had people tell me, I would love to do a radio show, but I work 40 hours a week. I can't do a show. It's like you're doing one 90-minute show a week, and you're working 40 hours. But what am I doing? I'm working 40 hours, and obviously I own Freedomizer Radio. I run the nonprofit, of course, and I do side hustles.
Yep, exactly. Yes, sir, that's
It just depends how bad you want to do something. If you're enjoying your $15 an hour job, then if that's what you want to do in life, then you made it already. If not, then you have to do something to make that change.
Yeah. Because maybe that's what's happening, is they're waiting for someone else to do something for them so they don't have to put forth the effort. And that's just sad. That's unfortunate. There's only so much time that you can spend in front of the idiot box, as we would call it, before you actually have
well, I
no
call
independent
it the smell-o-vision thought. Because everything stinks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty much true. I came from a generation, and I'm sure you did as well, where we had, like, what, three channels? Oh, wait, we had maybe five channels, and then eventually there was another channel added, and you really didn't spend a lot of time in front of the TV. It was kind of dull.
Well, let's see. Well, I'm trying to think. When I was a kid in New York, there was ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS,
mm-hmm.
and then there was WOR and WPIX. Those were two
okay.
local, like, regular stations. One, WOR used to play Mets games, and WPIX played the Yankee games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There could have been another channel. That. I don't remember, but I think that's what we had.
Hmm. Well, do you remember when Fox came on the scene? Do you remember that?
In 1987 or 6.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And that was a big deal. Wow, a new TV station you could get with your antenna because we didn't have cable. We didn't even have cable available in our town. So there was no cable, and, you know, you got what you got on your antenna. And with your antenna on your TV with the tinfoil wrapped around it to try to boost your reception. And, yeah, it was pretty dull. And it ended, too. It was like, what was it, 10 p.m.? They're off air. No more radio, or no more TV programs.
Hmm.
Now there's about 50,000 channels of all different types. And any, there's even a channel dedicated to just games, like trivia games and...
Oh, the Game Show Network, you mean?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
I don't have it, but I've heard it's just, you know, for fun.
I admit, I could get lost if there was a Price is Right channel. I could sit there and listen to watch old Price is Rights all day long.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure they do have The Price is Right on that. I could be wrong.
No,
I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah, actually, they don't have a contract.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Never mind.
They
I just remember
randomly,
Price is Right as
a kid. It's not like a set time or anything. They might play like, hey, we're going to play a Price is Right episode, and that's it. You get one episode, and then maybe 3 months later, they might play one other Price is Right episode just at a random time.
Ah, I see. Yes, I was here. I heard somebody talking about it because some of the older 80s, I don't know if they said 70s, but 80s for sure, game shows and Family Feud was on that list. And I remember that
and the match
as a
game.
Kid. Oh, okay, yes, the match game. I remember that one as a kid. But that's about all I remember as far as you know,
well, the match game predated Family Feud. That's what made Richard Dawson famous.
Oh, okay. And that's the guy from Family Feud.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. And I do remember when I was in high school going over to my friend's house. They actually had cable in their town, and we would watch MTV, and we never missed MTV on Saturday nights. That was Headbangers Ball. And that's where we learned about all the new music coming out from the bands or the new bands in that genre.
Yeah.
And that was the thing to do. It was very entertaining. Other than that, I actually don't watch a lot of TV. I'll do a documentary, but it's mostly shorts like on YouTube or some on Rumble, of course, and other video platforms, but I don't watch any series. I don't know any of those.
Well, there's one series that you watch on a regular basis on Rumble.
Oh, what's that? Oh, on Rumble, yes. Yes,
I think
that's
you know
true.
What
I do
series I'm talking about.
I sure do. I do watch that one.
We have two episodes
have
this week.
Very good. I'm going to pull that up.
The other one, I've heard people that have watched the other one tell me that the other one is one of their favorites now of all time.
Oh, all right. Awesome.
But we're going to get this one in first because we were discussing liberals and fascists, because all the Democrats, their word now is if you support MAGA, you're a fascist just like Mussolini.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Which I don't quite understand where you're a fascist because you said people have a choice in whether they want gene therapy or not.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fascist because you won't let child trafficking rings take kids.
That's so fascist. Oh, my goodness. How dare we?
All right, so
well,
if you're ready, I'll go ahead and play this one.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person, I hate you so much. Why do you have to be at my bus stop, you mean-spirited something ducker?
Hey, if you hate me, that's great. I am not a liberal. You can do what you like in your own life.
You are a fascist. You believe in freedom.
Aren't you contradicting yourself? Those who do not like freedom are the fascists. You want to force your ideas down everyone else's throats. Isn't it you who is the fascist?
You are a total and a semi-fascist. I listen to Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Governor Grusom is also an honest person and has government experience with his aunt Nancy Pelosi.
So you support fascists who take away freedom? And you are upset that people still want their freedom?
They are taking away voting rights. You are something ducker.
So you are saying your voting rights are being taken away? Where are you trying to vote?
You Republican fool. My rights were not taken away. You wish you could take my rights away just like you did for everyone else.
Whose rights are being taken away?
You do not want any undocumented friends of Americans to vote. You also do not want us to have millions of ballots already filled out for people that are too busy or too dead to vote. You are the one who hates freedom.
So you think that illegals should be allowed to vote? And every dead person should be able to vote Democrat as many times as they like.
You have nothing but hate in your heart. I am loving and liberal.
I am not sure how printing up millions of ballots to use if your candidate is losing, is legal.
I hate you so much. We need those ballots to be counted. We need to make election audits and recounts illegal. Just like the New York governor says something duck hairs like yourself need to get on a bus and go to Florida where you fascists belong.
Why do you support high crime and very high rent?
It is only a crime if you get arrested. The police only arrest you if you are a Republican or question the Democrat Party. This does not affect me. I am loving and liberal. If you are not for arresting everyone who does not get the latest gene therapy, then you are a fascist.
You have that completely wrong. If you force your will on people and arrest people for not agreeing with you, then you are a fascist.
Antifa does not exist. Even if they exist, they are mostly peaceful. They are loving and liberal. You are a fascist because you believe people should have the freedom to make their own choices. Communists like me like our freedom to make you do what we want. Words are far more violent than guns. You kill more people every day by supporting Ron DeSantis than Charles Manson did his whole life.
That makes no sense.
You are something ducker that still believes in gender. I am a non-binary trans communist that believes you need your freedom taken away since you do not agree with us. I bet you Republican fools still eat meat. I eat the bugs just like Bill Gates says too. He is very loving and liberal. Just like George Soros and Klaus Schwab. Soon we will give up our carbon bodies and go live on the metaverse.
Yeah. That is something I will never do. I am never going to kill myself just to live in a computer.
That's why you are such a fascist. You Christian idiots refuse to get microchips and scan your hand to get groceries. I am better than you because I am an atheist. That's why I am better than you. fools like you cannot go to the Amazon store and buy groceries because you refuse to get a microchip.
Hey everyone. Do not listen to people like this. Get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. He is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the important news to fight the New World Order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has great guests, excellent co-hosts, and lots of things you need to know right now. freedomizerradio.com.
Hey broccoli person, you need to get out of my eyesight. I hate you so much. You think of hate every single second. I am loving and liberal who believes in drag queen story time and free crack pipes, and you need to pay for my college debt. Wait for your IRS audit.
So, does that sound like a liberal?
Oh, yeah. And all that hate sounds very loving. Because they're so inclusive and so loving.
Well, they're loving and liberal, so that's what they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. They know what love is. It looks like hate.
Yeah.
And no other reason than you have a different viewpoint, or just that you like freedom. That instigates such hatred from some people.
I will never in my life just tell somebody to their face how much I despise them just because they don't like something that I like.
Right.
Like, I'll tell you that I like going to Culver's whenever I go to St. George. That's a stop on the way home because I have to get my fish and chips. I'm not going to tell you that you're an idiot because you don't eat fish.
Right, and I wouldn't do the same to you. I wouldn't tell you you're an idiot for liking fish.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's how it is.
Right, but if you don't... Well, there's only one way that you can think now, and anything outside of that is threatening and dangerous and racist
and I don't know if you know this. I know we've only met once. And I my wife already wrote down the 17th in the calendar that we're going to St. George, and we're probably going to spend the night.
Awesome. That'll be fun. I'm excited.
So I was just waiting on your confirmation so that I can make a big deal out of it and try to get people to go.
Sure. Let's do it. I'm just going to call them and let them know we're coming in. So you let everyone know that you want to, and I will let my little group know, and we'll just plan on at least 15 to 20 people.
Well, I don't know what time I would love to tell people. I just don't know what time you set up. So I was waiting on you because
okay.
I can't tell people what time to show up until I know.
Right. You and I had talked about doing it a little bit earlier because in the evening, they are more of a restaurant rather than the buffet type thing. So,
well, I didn't. When I was there, I would have liked a buffet. I didn't see that they had a buffet.
I guess that what we did when we went up to the front and we ordered right out and they dished it up for us right there. In the evenings, now you go, you're seated at a table. They give you a menu and you order off the menu.
So it's a different, it's like the first one is Chipotle style, and then it turns into like an actual restaurant. Okay, I got you.
Yes, and they've only been doing that for the last like maybe 2 or 3 months now. I don't know. I've never actually been there in the evening, but it is definitely our favorite place to go for lunch. It's just the right amount of food. It's always tasty, and they're pretty fast. They're never really super crowded, which I like. I
hope we can get them some business.
Earlier time.
So as long as they know we're coming and there's no surprise and we can do them good, I want to promote them.
Okay, excellent. I'll just go ahead and confirm it then tomorrow.
Right, and don't say it's 20 for Amanda. It's 20 for Barefoot is Legal.
Okay.
Or 15
sounds
or whatever
good.
You tell them.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm sure I'll get at least... I don't know, 5 to 8 to 10. I don't know. We'll see you on a Saturday.
If both of us get 8, then we've done our job.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I'll make sure that I invite my friend who wanted to come, who's one of our barefoot friends, and hopefully she's around. They do a lot of traveling, but I believe they'll be around that weekend because it's not the holiday anymore. Everybody's going out of town this coming weekend.
And as long as we have enough people, I'll spend a few minutes and talk. Even with no microphone, if it's small enough, I could talk to our friends. If there's just me and you and one other person, I'm not going to waste my time. But as long as there's a group there, I'll spend some time.
Okay, that sounds good. I like it. Sounds
well,
like
so
a great
would I.
Chance. So you'll and you'll be driving in that day and then spend the night that night, correct?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay, that'll work out. All
because
right, cool.
With my stomach, just in case I get stuck, I won't eat on Sunday morning, but I don't want to eat and then I don't want to eat and then have to pull over every 20 minutes when there's no place to stop.
Okay, that makes sense.
And
right.
I don't like
taking
Slippery Elm unless I have to.
Oh, okay. And do you usually
do
it in...
about Slippery Elm.
Oh, very much so. Very much. Well, I'm an herbalist, right? And Slippery Elm is definitely one that I recommend for all ages and animals and everything. So do you usually take it in a tablet, like a lozenge tablet, or do you take it as... Do you actually get the powder and make a gruel out of it? How do you usually take it?
Well, I've done both. It just
okay.
depends what I get at the time. But
okay,
I do have loose here that I got from Dixie Nutrition, and I'll
okay.
fill up the capsules or sometimes, like, I keep capsules in the car just in case.
Okay, awesome.
But yeah, that's not
good,
something
good.
you want to take every single day. It's not one of those kind of supplements.
Right, I agree with that. And it
so
is
I'm not just
going to
go, hey, I'm gonna take some Slippery Elm. I'm gonna go on a ride and not eat. You only take Slippery Elm when you need it.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, well, cool. Have you tried aloe vera before? Mixing,
of
like,
course.
You know, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
And not. Okay. What's another option when people.
I remember once, and I don't want to. I'm trying not to get graphic on this, but I will share one of the worst nights of my life. Actually, it was a whole 24-hour period, and somehow I stayed at work that day. Well, I'll just say it. I crapped 36 times in 24 hours, which was my personal record.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was so bad that I was literally one or two away from asking my wife to drive me to the hospital.
Holy cow, that's crazy.
So I had an allergic reaction to, there was this turkey minestrone soup. The first ingredient is chicken broth, and I didn't see it. And I was not able to take down chicken at that time. And I maxed out on Imodium. Then I went to the Slippery Elm. Then I went to aloe vera. Then I went to peppermint essential oil. And then I tried like three or four other things, I don't remember. And after 8 Slippery Elm capsules, 4 Imodiums, and whatever aloe vera I drank, whatever essential oils I took, my body just was like, hey, I reject that. And it was just not stopping. It was just crazy. I couldn't believe that. After all that it wasn't doing a thing. It absorbed nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And at that point, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. And so what happened? So you obviously did not go to the hospital. You just ended up being able to rest and eventually recover?
Yeah, somehow,
I mean, how did you?
somehow I still did the show, although I let my co-host know that I was on high alert. So, and then at 9 o'clock, I had to make a decision, and I'm like, if I go two more times, that's it. And that those two times never happened. But I didn't eat all day after that turkey soup from the night before.
You needed your digestive system needed a break. Yeah, you needed to give yourself a break. Oh, my goodness, that's horrible. So, but you haven't had a repeat of that, right? That was a one-time thing. You have not had a repeat of that, correct?
Not to that drastic, but I can't say I haven't repeated. But lately it's been a lot better.
Oh, good. Okay. Just have to watch what you're eating and be careful. Well, I understand how that goes. Just be careful with everything you take in. I understand that. And I'm glad you have slippery elm. That's amazing. That and aloe vera, those are typically the two that I mostly recommend to people that have severe issues. So you're on it.
Well, I better be. I've been on here a long time talking about stuff.
Yes, yes, you have.
But the worst thing about stuff like that is that sometimes I have episodes, and when you're going that quickly, that often, I'm diabetic. I don't have diabetes. I've been tested.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go like that 20 times in 8 hours or whatever it is, your body is losing so many minerals at once that it's in shock.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have had an occasional diabetic ulcer that comes up. And I went to a podiatrist last year, and I got tested 3 times for diabetes. And all 3 times, I was in the high normal category. I did not flip over to type 1 or 2. I was in the high normal. Because she's like, I don't know how you get these, and you're not diabetic. And I'm like, I'm telling you, if you go that often that quickly, your body has no nutrients. If you can't slow it down, every nutrient in your body, just consider that gone.
Wow.
Well, that's what it is. And I'll have ulcers. I've had holes in my knees and my elbows and the bottom of my feet, and because I can't slow down an episode.
My goodness. And do you think that had anything to do with the blister you woke up with the other day? Oh, no, but you said you've been feeling better. Been doing better lately.
Yesterday I'm sitting in this very chair while doing my day job. And it just randomly, it was still ballooning, believe it or not. And yesterday it just got to a point where it just popped.
My goodness.
If you've ever seen a blood blister have so much fluid that eventually it just pops like a balloon.
Wow. That is bizarre. That is so crazy. I wonder what did you end up doing with it? Just like put a bandage on it, or what did you end up?
Yeah, I have a bandage on it right now, yes. So I cleaned it yesterday when it popped, and it was in so much pain yesterday that I didn't even do the show yesterday because everything I read said after it pops, go elevate your foot. So I did that.
Smart.
And
wow, that's
So I bandaged it. It was still – I changed the bandage like 3 times because it was still coming out. Whatever it was, I don't know what that fluid is called necessarily, but the fluid was still coming out. So the bandage, the first two just were completely soaked after about an hour.
Goodness, that's crazy, especially when you weren't doing anything but just sitting there. Yeah, it's not like you're, you know, out running on the hot rocks. So why?
Yeah, which is, obviously I know better than that.
Well, of course, yes. We've learned that the hard way, haven't we? And I know I have.
Well, not
I
just
have.
That, but I work a day job, so when am I going to go out and run and stuff?
Well, that's true. I'm assuming you do get a, please tell me you get breaks, right? You have breaks?
Yes. Where am I going to go for 10 minutes?
Oh, well, outside was my thought.
Well, yeah, I can go stand outside and get some grounding in the rocks in my front yard. I do that, but that's not like, where am I going to go for 10 minutes other than that?
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, because I know that being inside can be, I'm sure you don't have overhead harsh lights. I'm just thinking of how it feels in my classroom. We don't turn our overhead lights on. Except for writing, and the rest of the time we have soft lighting with lamps because it's so harsh on your system. So, and being in front of a computer has that same, you know, the blue light effect. And so, I just assumed you would go out and get some grounding and see some more natural light. And anyway, so I would assume you'd go out, but not run on the hot rocks, of course. I know you wouldn't, but. So, for you to have a random blister just pop out of nowhere, that's very crazy. Strange.
Yeah, which was weird because on Saturday I had like a Charlie horse in my leg, but I didn't have anything other than a Charlie horse.
Huh.
And I just noticed on Sunday when I woke up that it felt like there was a balloon on my foot. So I looked down. And I saw it starting to welt up.
Wow. Huh.
So
I wonder if that's got to be.
Someone, Danielle, who came on the show on Monday with us, she thought it might be a bug bite.
Oh. Huh.
And what's strange is on that same leg, I got three bites that I can't explain. I got three, looks like mosquito bites or something.
Wow. Okay. That's so interesting. In the desert, we have all kinds of crazy bugs and all kinds of crazy things, but I can't imagine would it be getting you, like, in your sleep or as you're sitting there at your desk or... I can't even imagine.
There's, and I thought maybe it could be a spider or something, but we do have a monthly bug service that's been coming here for years just to keep up. And I don't see any spiders or anything out of the ordinary.
Hmm.
But it was just weird after I bandage it and it's still growing. And I've just never seen something like that before. And then it just popped yesterday. So it's starting to not hurt as bad when I woke up today, but yesterday it was still just as painful.
My goodness. That's so strange. And have you ever looked into putting ice on a wound like that, maybe not directly on it, but around it to reduce the swelling?
Well, I don't keep ice in the house.
Okay. Yeah,
I guess I could. I do have one like ice sheet just in case, like a dry ice, just in case we go to St. George and want to bring back some frozen stuff. But as a whole, I don't keep ice in the house.
Okay. Yeah, I have a couple of ice packs that my husband tweaked something in his back, and so of course he went to the chiropractor and a massage therapist, but in between we do this little therapy I learned from a naturopathic doctor where you do some heat for like 15 minutes and then you do about 5 minutes of ice and you alternate that, and it's really great for relieving the pain and discomfort. And so we keep the ice packs on hand just for things like that. His job's very physical, and so there are times when it's just the only thing you can really do is put some ice on that baby. And when I worked for a chiropractor about, geez, I guess it's been 12 years ago at this point, and he would always tell his patients to don't apply heat because that's like putting fire on fire when you have swelling situations. He always said, apply ice. You don't have to do it a long time, but ice will actually put out that fire somewhat. And, yeah, that's a good little way. And then I talked to that naturopath in Canada, actually, and she was talking about all these great, just having great results with her patients. And so we started doing that, and it sure seems to work. But with a blister and a swelling like that, man, I would definitely go for some ice. That would help, I think, if it were me. And what?
Yeah, I didn't know how to explain it because I'm like, how did you get this? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
And
I was
then
just
everybody's like, well, you probably got it from going barefoot. But where am I going to go barefoot when I work and then have an evening radio show? I'm not going anywhere.
Right. Right. Well, you'll be happy to know that at Turmeric, where we're going to eat for your birthday / event, that it's pavement. So you park and you actually can walk on the pavement without totally frying your feet. I've learned the places where I can go that I don't have to walk on the black asphalt, which is
okay.
Exceptionally hotter. And so I can walk from my car to the store and back without dying. And some grocery stores, they keep their facility so cold that it hurts your feet because it's so cold. There's a grocery store where it's like, I swear they have the floor refrigerated.
Oh, what store is
that?
That?
It's the Albertsons.
Oh.
I know you go to your Albertsons, but the one here, I swear, it is ice cold. Lynn's is not bad.
Sometimes
not bad,
that's the best on a summer day.
Yeah, you think, huh? But, dang, it was uncomfortably cold. I don't think I've ever experienced that in a store before. But, anyway, so, yes, it's comfortable, easy to walk through. I mean, a little discomfort doesn't bother me. I can walk through some mild rocks and some bark chips, that sort of thing, and... Yeah, but, yeah, sometimes. Very interesting. But that was kind of an aside.
So what can we do for a dessert while I'm out there?
Oh, like to go somewhere to pick something up? Is that what you're thinking, or to bring something? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm saying, like, after we have lunch and if we're hanging out and I want to go for a dessert, where do you go? Or what would you recommend?
Okay, so I don't typically eat desserts, but I can tell you the most popular places. We have this new donut place. It's called Pink Donut. Everybody loves it right now.
Oh,
I think
Pink
it's called
Box.
Pink
yeah,
Donut.
Pink Box started
Pink Box.
Out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we have one here. I do know that they have vegan options for anybody who's interested, but of course, I haven't been there because
yeah.
I don't usually eat that
stuff,
but I've heard
so much in our life, we don't even look at that as dessert.
Oh, okay. Then there's a new pie place called, Flake. Flake. So that's a new place.
Okay.
People love that
one.
Well,
my wife does like Crumble. She likes her cookies.
Okay. I'm sure there's a Crumble here. I couldn't tell you where.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's
I'm sure there is.
Heard of them. And whatever their competitor
good.
Is, we found them, too, over by in Washington.
Oh, okay. Can't think where that is.
On the
My
way to Ivins, whatever that street is there on the corner where you make the left turn, there's a Del Taco there. And a used to be I can't even think of the name of the restaurant that used to be there, the Gun Barrel. That was before your time, I think. We used to go there a few times.
Good to know. Yes, I know where you're talking about. I couldn't tell you the name of it. I rarely eat any kind of sugar, but I do know that those are popular. What I end up doing for my quote-unquote treat, I go to that plant-based vegan place here in town called Gaia's, and they have these healthier plant-based coffee cake type of things. It's a little oily, so I've only ever had bites of it. My husband will get one, and I'll have bites of it. But mostly I hit up wherever has a matcha latte, that's what I end up getting. So that's usually my treat. But I do know these few places that I mentioned are, they're the popular or the top with my friends. So, yeah, I'd be down to go try something and see what I can find.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll look around. And I think that flake place is probably a block or two away from Turmeric. It's on the, it's on St. George Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys talk about it, see what sounds good, and I'll ask around a little bit, see what people recommend.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know where I do like? Oh, I forgot about this place. It's called Everbowl, and it's more of like a like coconut milk ice cream type deal, and they put fruit on it and granola and put all these different toppings on it, and I've been there a few times, and that's more like a frozen yogurt or a frozen like a, not a smoothie, but just like a frozen yogurt type of thing, and that's really fun. I like that food. But
I
mean, it's your birthday. What's that?
Okay. I said whatever you have planned out, I don't mind.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. We'll make it a party.
My personal rule is I don't mind a plant-based. I don't do fake stuff.
Right. Same.
Hey, you could make dessert out of a spinach, I don't care. I just don't want I don't want my ice cream to bleed or anything because it's made by impossible.
Right, or make your intestines bleed. I can't even imagine. Yeah, I've seen some pretty disturbing ingredients. Okay, sounds like a plan.
Everbowl sounds good. I don't mind eating the two together. I have pie a la mode all the time. Or I used to.
Oh, okay. Nice. Sounds good. And it is, it definitely has sugar, but it's supposed to be on the healthier end of things with less additives and just more on the fruit-based
end
of things. But,
you know what I want, so
yes.
We're good.
Okay, good.
And I'll see if I can bring you some rambutans. They've been in the stores out here, so... If I can bring them, if they're still there in 2 weeks, I'll bring them.
Hey, I'll take you up on that. That sounds great.
Okay.
I love interesting fruits. I could do the fruitarian thing again. I did it, not really. I did vegetables as well, but I did a heavy fruit diet for a while, and I felt so great.
I
loved it.
I will see, and I can't promise this at this time, but I will see if the Asian market has anything of value that I could bring.
Okay. Sounds lovely. Yeah,
so if you get
longans,
if you get lychees, the rambutans I found at the Hispanic market, if I could find mangosteen, I'll look for whatever.
Okay. Yeah, sounds lovely. Thank you. I will
enjoy,
and I'll pay you back.
No, I figured you'd take care of me with a... If that happens, you'll take care of me with a dessert. So we could barter like that. I don't care.
All right. Sounds like a good trade-off. Well, you know, technically my birthday is only about 10 days after yours. So which was interesting. So Leslie, your other co-host, and I have the same birthday, only I've got 10 years on her. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. We have the same birthday.
Well, what's really strange is my mom and my wife's mom have the same birthdays.
Oh, now that is weird. Huh. Very strange how that works out. So what are their birthdays? What's their birthday?
August 28th.
Oh, okay. So they just had a birthday.
Yeah, I got my mom a hydroponic garden for her birthday.
Oh, man. Your mom is freaking lucky. What a great birthday gift. Good job, son.
It wasn't a tower garden because I don't think they could handle it. And I didn't want to spend $500 unless they really were interested. But she seemed interested. I have to go back there and load up some seeds because I didn't know what it came with or not.
Mm. Very nice. And you do
what I did just to give them a sample of what it does, I cut a couple of green onions and put the roots in there. And I let them see how the roots work because it'll grow itself back.
Very nice.
So I figured that would tide them over until I could bring them some seeds.
Excellent. Yeah, because you have a pretty good-sized tower garden, correct?
Yeah. When I get back from St. George, then I can officially start replanting to all the vegetables that died over the course of the summer.
Excellent.
My kale died today. I was so sad.
Oh. It lived out its life cycle. Bummer.
Yeah.
Well,
this time I didn't even get seeds out of it. It just died.
Oh. Dang it. Well, I guess that's a good, cool thing about hydroponic growing is it's easier to keep things under control and plant when you want, grow when you want. You don't have to worry about
that. Yeah,
but
the rule is that when it's consistently over 105, it's just too hard to get stuff started.
Yeah, okay.
Anything, as long as it's under 100, you should be fine. Anything over 100, it starts getting a little dicey, and 105 and up,
right.
You don't ever want to try to plant something new.
For sure. I bought some plants for my kindergartners, and I left them in their little container for one day. I came back to a dead lavender, which I have not ever killed a lavender before. That was a new one for me, but I was able to rescue the other plants. I have to bring them inside.
I did the same thing with
drink.
The, I bought a rosemary plant from Sprouts.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It was a very small rosemary plant, and the first day I put it out, it immediately died.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like they can handle the heat, but not the direct sunlight. It just is too intense.
Yeah.
We
had
so
a
bad.
Rosemary plant that lived for at least 10 years, and we dug
nice.
That up. I didn't want it dug up, but it got dug up, and I've been trying to replace that for 10 years now. I've lived at this house for 20 years.
Aw, and you haven't been able to yet. Dang it.
No,
that's
and rosemary is something I want because I know the benefits of it, and I like to use rosemary. I cook with rosemary at least two or three times a week.
Very nice. Have you ever put it in water? Oh, it's so refreshing, just like herb-infused water. I did this yesterday for an event. Cold water, I put the juice of a lime and two big sprigs of rosemary and some sage and some parsley. Oh, my gosh, so delicious. It just makes it so refreshing.
Yeah, you probably don't want to know what I like in my water right now. If
oh.
I'm not doing the spicy lemonade, I like the stir water enhancers.
The stir? Oh, okay. Are they
or water drops
milk?
If you're at Dixie Nutrition. They sell water drops.
Yes, okay,
so
I've seen those.
Fruit punch flavor or kiwi lime or watermelon
sure.
or whatever. I drink those.
Sure. Well, you know, Marty, of course, you told me about Marty, and
yes.
I order from them now, and they have these hydration packs from the company
Cure. I got the grapefruit flavor. I have to say, I wasn't impressed with the grapefruit flavor.
Oh, well, the matcha ones are so good. And I like them all because they have kind of that, well, they've got the coconut water, and it has a bit of a salty aftertaste or something. Oh, and I love that. And I loved the grapefruit. I drink them all. The matcha and the berry are my favorite. Oh, so good. I would recommend that. If you try something else, try the berry ones. I think, well, they're red. I think they're berry. remember.
Well, I do the trace minerals. I do two of them a day.
Oh, good. Yeah, so
the
you're
vitamin
used to
C
that packet. Kind of salty. Yeah, very nice.
Guava passion fruit
trace
is
mineral.
Still my favorite.
Cool. Yes, that's so good. So yesterday we had an event for the clinic where I have my office space, and we were outside. We had shade, but we were outside, and it was 106. I think that was our top temperature, and so we were trying to stay hydrated, and I made my herb-infused water and was giving that out to people who braved the heat to come walk through the sun. But I think I drank probably 2 gallons of that water, and it's so refreshing. So try that. Tell me what you think if you do it. Put rosemary in your water. Oh, so good.
So that reminds me. So once you tell me that we're official and what time, I can make a flyer and I'll make sure you have it so you can put it in your building and I'll be promoting as well online.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, I have several different ways of advertising and I will definitely put it in my building. And I have a couple of websites I can advertise.
Okay.
I'm actually going to make myself a little reminder to message you when I get off work tomorrow. So I am teaching yoga at the college, and then after that, I can message you. So I don't want to forget. So I'm putting that little reminder in right now. That will be at 4 p.m. All right. For my time, of course. Tomorrow. Oh, it's September 1st tomorrow.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Gosh, crazy. Very crazy.
So I want to show you this this broccoli man here. This
other
episode.
Okay.
Let me give you the link.
Okay. Here it is. I got it.
So mondegreen, that's the term for misheard lyrics. There's actually a name for that.
Good to know. I don't think I've ever heard that before, so nice.
Yeah, for example, when Jimi Hendrix sings "Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy," that's called the mondegreen.
Understand? Yes, I know exactly what you mean. All right. Well,
so
I'm ready whenever you are.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. We'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You'll have a change in your plans today, green dude. You are now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, bias snitch. You'll only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in higher education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, green dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biznich, Didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst that I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, green dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, green dude. You thinks you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats. After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist Lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, green dude. He specifically says in the song, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get you nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's green dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer, it doesn't matter if we are naked or not, we got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang, I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, green dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, green dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees finna get that curvy gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and a heart attack just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you wants to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just like the rest of us. Even Geolobalist got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that cares into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says green dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I had to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, green dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We are checking for COVID.
Please. Educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, green dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, green dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
All right, so that was an episode.
That was a pretty... I cracked it up there at the little... what'd you call it again? Now I got to read it. Manda Green. That was pretty comical.
You said there was one that you chuckled at or something? Which one was that?
The Bon Jovi one.
Oh. It doesn't matter if we're naked or not?
Yeah. I've never heard that one. That's a... I've heard some good ones that you could actually hear that mistake, but that one was new. I've never heard anybody do that one.
Oh, it's actually one of the more common ones. I took the ones that are the most common.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, other than excuse me while I kiss this guy, those are the second, third, and fourth biggest Manda Greens ever.
Okay. Oh, man. That's pretty comical.
Yeah, the Jimi Hendrix one was the biggest. The second biggest was the Wrapped Up Like a Douche from the Manfred Mann. And I forget which one was Tony Danza and which one was Bon Jovi, but they were... Another big one was the Police. And I think it was Message in a Bottle. And Sting says... It's been 2 months since I broke my nose.
Oh, good. I hadn't heard that one either.
That's supposed to be
funny.
Something like, it's been 2 months since I wrote this note. And the way he words it sounds like he said, broke my nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you picturing the song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a big Police fan. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
I was also a big Bon Jovi fan at one time. So, yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
Strangely enough, there was a song from Selena Gomez recently that's called 14 Carats. And when she sings it, it sounds like I'm farting carrots.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
But I didn't know that song enough to use it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard it, but that one about Wrapped Up Like a Douche, that one I know for sure. That's exactly what it sounds like.
And you know that's a remake, right?
Nuh-uh. No, I didn't know that.
You won't believe who actually wrote it and sang it the first time.
Oh. Who, Bob
Bruce
Dylan?
Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, you're...
From 1973, the Live from Asbury Park.
Really?
You know that album?
I am not. No, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan, so I couldn't tell you anything about it. Oh, okay.
No, I'm not either. I just know that's where it came from.
Yeah, never heard that before. Couldn't tell you, other than like the four or five songs that are super popular of his, but that I don't like anyway, but I couldn't tell you
any of
the music.
He's too much of a liberal. I have to admit, with politics, I don't listen to people anymore. Like, I was never a big U2 fan, but once they became like the ultra worldly liberals, I can't listen to them anymore.
Amen to that. Totally agree. Do you know the are you familiar with the band Muse?
Yeah, of course.
Muse. Yeah. Okay. So they have a new. They have some new music out recently, and my husband's a big fan of theirs. So they had one that was. It's a little repetitive in the lyrics. I mean, it really truly is just one phrase that they sing the whole song, really. But I think they might have some better views, I think, just by the lyrics that were in that song. So if you get a minute, look up what their new stuff sounds like.
Yeah, there was, they had some stuff a few years ago when they became really big. I remember they uh-huh. had a song on the radio called MK Ultra.
Oh, hey, there you go. I don't know if I've heard it. My husband might have because he does listen to them. But, yeah, so that makes sense because the song that their newest one that's been out for, like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks now, it's pretty the lyrics are pretty straightforward. And
speaking of which,
and
I guess this is a time – go ahead, and I'll take over after you get done.
Oh, I was just going to say, they do have a new song, too, that's a little bit more on the harder end, and I liked that one. So, anyway, that was my last comment.
So, I was going to mention my shameless plug, but I'm not I'm being preempted this week because the station is doing a big thing over the weekend. But I have my weekly one-hour radio show called Proof Sleeper Cells.
Mm.
So
okay.
It is Saturday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. At least this one station from Indianapolis plays, and there's two others that say they're playing it, so I don't know what they do.
Wow.
So
wow.
All I know is that it's all the hidden gems of mainstream artists, groups that I think should have had top 40 hits. And I do themes every single week.
Hmm. That's cool. What? God, you do a lot of shows. What? That's, you've got at least 3 or 4 now, huh?
Well, I have my...
Quite a few.
No, just this and that show.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you did something that you just started. Maybe it's the same thing I'm thinking of then.
Yeah.
I feel like you just started something with music.
Well, that was it, 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
2 or 3,
All right. All right. Wow. So you're busy. Busy.
Yeah. Yeah, but like we agreed a couple hours ago that I'm a side hustler. So if you're not,
mm-hmm.
you're not applying yourself. I'm not content with just working a day job and that's it. I have to have other stuff to work on.
Yes, agreed. I couldn't agree more with that.
Even if Freedomizer was successful financially, which it's not, but that's my problem. If Freedomizer was successful, I'd still want to do something in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be active.
Yeah. I totally get that. You have to feel like you're being productive and doing things. And plus, when you have a lot of interests and talents, skills, you want to use that, not just let it go to waste.
And honestly, if
so
we made enough money to make an official office for Barefoot is Legal, maybe that might satisfy me, because if I'm taking a salary and we have an office and I want to be the manager of the office, of course. That would suffice, but
mm-hmm.
just to have more projects to do where I'm not making money, that doesn't appeal to me. I need at least something to pay the bills.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. I'm like that. I have my teaching. The kindergarten, and then I've got teaching at the college, and then I teach yoga at my office, and I, of course, have my business, and then I also clean houses. So it's just, yeah, I get it. It's multiple streams of income.
You clean houses?
I clean houses.
Oh, you clean houses.
Yes, I've had a house cleaning business for more years than I'd like to admit. But a long time. I've been cleaning houses since my 31-year-old was 5.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's good money, and, you know, you get paid in cash. And I can't complain about that.
Yeah, which might be illegal soon.
Oh, yep. Yeah, well, you know, I'm happy to go to the barter and trade system myself. I'd be okay with that. I don't want to have all of my resources tied to any one entity.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy FedCoin and have a microchip where I'll need a cell phone in order to make a purchase. I'm not doing that.
Yep,
I found out recently that radio talk show host Glenn Beck also does not have a cell phone.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes two of you. Okay, there's probably more, but two for sure. That's interesting.
Yeah, Prince
he was just here in St. George.
Phone, he said. Prince didn't believe in cell phones.
That's interesting, because celebrities, I guess, you expect them to just do everything everybody else does.
Yeah, I remember in an interview, somebody asked Prince, well, what do you do? I think it was Tavis Smiley, where he asked him, what do you do if you need something and you're on the road? And his answer was, everybody else I know has a cell phone. They're more than happy to make a call for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's pretty much your situation, right? If you're out and about, your wife has a cell phone or somebody else is going to have a phone.
Yeah.
Yes, I do absolutely rely on my apps of course I use that because I do a lot of driving around, finding addresses. So I use my map a lot, and then also my apps for my booking site and those items that go along with my business, and I take attendance at my classes through my app. It just seems like everything's connected to my phone now, especially with the college. Anything I do with them, I have to use the app. To go with the territory anymore.
So I want to show you this here because I saw this yesterday, and if I was going to do my show yesterday, I would have talked about this, and I don't want this to go any further than today before I go into it. But
okay.
I want to get your opinion of this.
Okay. Oh. That seems a little bit fishy.
But
what
then
does
again,
he know? What does he know? Yes, go ahead.
Then again, if all these currencies within the world are supposed to all collapse within the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in my opinion, is why those IRS agents are being trained right now.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, I think it's going to be tied to the social credit score.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And if they can confiscate houses and stuff, then that might be something they want to do. Because how else would they be able to take over people's houses unless they had a whole SWAT team of IRS agents demanding that they sign over the deed because they can?
Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote. Wow. Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, there's a lot of liberals that think it's fair to take back all the property. There was a bunch of people that ran on the Democrat Party in 2020 that said that they didn't believe in home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So their goal would be,
yeah.
And how would they run on that? How would somebody out there say that hey, I'm gonna run with the guy that says he doesn't want people to own houses or own anything. I want him
right?
as my president because I don't want people to own stuff. Mm-hmm. Who thinks like that?
Agreed. Is it? They needed to get us to the point now where, you know, if they're gonna let you off of your school loans, well, now you can just get out of your mortgages. That sounds so appealing.
Well,
and how are they going to do that?
They'll never be helping you with your home. Is the last? Well, maybe they don't want to help you with your car. That would be first. But if they can financially cripple you by taking your house away. See, with the student loan, then what can they take from you?
Right. Yeah, that's true. I guess I was thinking with the mortgage, if they come in with all this relief and then you get some kind of mortgage payment relief, now they own your house. They decide what happens to your house because you got that. You got your mortgage excused or whatever.
Already. I don't know if I've played you this clip before, but this was supposed to happen last year.
Okay.
But I want to show you this plan that Dr. Buttar was talking about this.
It was an email that was sent to me, and I'll just say her first name to protect her identity. Denise, D-E-N-Y-S-E. Maybe that's not protecting identity because that's not a common name, but anyway, Denise is her name, and she sent an email, and this email talked about something that's happening in Canada. The subject was leaked email from Liberal Party of Canada lays out the plan for what's going to happen in November, December, and then the first and second and third quarters of 2021. Now, this is not based upon what a person's opinion is or conjecture is. This is based upon what actually happened at a meeting in the legislative bodies on the Liberal side in Canada. So here's what it comes down to. The roadmap and aim was set out by the PMO and is as follows. And I hate looking down when I'm reading this, so let me see if I can read it this way. All right. Phase in secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas first and expanding outward, expected by November 2020. Next one, rush the acquisition of or construction of isolation facilities across every province and territory, expected by December 2020. These are concentration camps they're talking about. Daily new cases of COVID-19 will surge beyond capacity of testing. Interesting that they already know that they're going to surge, right? Why? Because they know that if there is such a virus out there, assuming that there's a real virus out there, the testing is already going. It's already predetermined. They're testing. They're attenuating. They're basically amplifying the RT-PCR test to the point that every human being will test positive. That's what their goal is. All right. So the new daily cases of COVID. Daily new cases of COVID will surge beyond capacity of testing, including increases in COVID-related deaths following the same growth curves expected by end of November 2020. Complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions, expected by end of December 2020, early January 2021. Reform and expansion of the unemployment program to be transitioned into the Universal Basic Income Program, expected by quarter one, 2021. Projected COVID-19 mutation and or co-infection with secondary virus referred to as COVID-21 leading to a third wave with much higher mortality rate and higher rate of infection expected by February 2021. Daily new cases of COVID-21 hospitalizations and COVID-19 and COVID-21 related deaths will exceed medical facility capacities expected by by Q1, Q2 of 2021. Enhanced lockdown restrictions referred to as third lockdown will be implemented. Full travel restrictions will be imposed, including inter-province and intercity, expected by quarter two, 2021. Guys, understand that. That means that if you're in British Columbia, you can't go to Quebec. All right? This is what they're talking about. And if you're in one city and you're trying to go into another city in the same province, they're not going to allow you to do that. This is in Canada. Of course, they're going to try to roll this out, and I'll get to that point here in a second. All right. Transitioning of individuals into the Universal Basic Income Program, expected mid-quarter to 2021. Projected supply chain breakdowns in inventory storage, large economic instability, all expected late second quarter 2021. Deployment of military personnel into major metropolitan areas as well as all major roadways to establish travel checkpoints. Restrict travel and movement, provide logistical support to the area, expected by third quarter 2021. Along with that provided roadmap, the Strategic Planning Committee was asked to design an effective way of transitioning Canadians to meet an unprecedented economic endeavor, one that would change the face of Canada and forever alter the lives of Canadians. All right, guys, this is where it gets really disturbing, as if it's not already disturbing. What we are told was that in order to offset what was essentially an economic collapse on an international scale, that the federal government was going to offer Canadians a total debt relief. So people are getting excited about that. That sounds good, but wait. This is how it works. The federal government will offer to eliminate all personal debts, all mortgages, all loans, all credit cards, etc., with all funding, which all funding will be provided to Canada by the IMF under what will become known as the World Debt Reset Program. In exchange for acceptance of this total debt forgiveness, the individual would forfeit ownership of any and all property and assets forever. In exchange for acceptance of this total debt forgiveness, the individual would forfeit ownership of any and all property and assets forever. The individual would also have to agree to partake in the COVID-19 and COVID-21 vaccination schedule, which will provide the individual with unrestricted travel and unrestricted living, even under a full lockdown. So if you agree, you can go do anything you're doing as long as you partake in the COVID-19 and COVID-21 vaccination schedule, regardless of the lockdown. Magically, you take this vaccine and boom, guess what? You don't have to social distance. You don't have to wear a mask anymore because you have already gotten your vaccines. All right? So this is unrestricted living even under a full lockdown, through the use of a photo identification referred to as Canada's Health Pass. Committee members asked who would become the owner of the forfeited property and assets in that scenario, and what would happen to lenders or financial institutions. We were simply told the World Debt Reset Program will handle all of the details. So when that was, they were asked what happens to the property and what happens to the banks, don't worry about it, we're going to take care of it. That's what they were told. All right, and now it gets really, really interesting. Wow. Committee members asked who would become, several committee members also questioned what would happen to individuals if they refused to participate in the World Debt Reset Program or the Health Pass or the vaccination schedule. The answer we got was very troubling. Essentially, we were told it was our duty to make sure we come up with a plan, meaning the Liberal Party was told that it was their duty to come up with a plan to ensure that would never happen. We were told it was in the individual's best interest to participate. When several committee members pushed relentlessly to get an answer, we were told that those who refused would first live under the lockdown restrictions indefinitely, and that over a short period of time, as more Canadians transitioned into the debt forgiveness program, the ones who refused to participate would be deemed a public safety risk and would be relocated into isolation facilities. Once in those facilities, they would be given two options: participate in the debt forgiveness program and be released, or stay indefinitely in the isolation facility under the classification of a serious public health risk and have all your assets seized. As you can imagine, after hearing all of this, it turned into quite the heated discussion and escalated beyond anything I've ever witnessed before. In the end, it was implied by the PMO that the whole agenda will move forward no matter who agrees with it or not. That it won't just be Canada, but in fact, all nations will have similar roadmaps and agendas. That we need to take advantage of the situations before us to promote change on a grander scale for the betterment of everyone. The members who were opposed and ones who brought up key issues that would arise from such a thing were completely ignored. Our opinions and concerns were ignored. We were simply told to just do it. All I know is that I don't like it, and I think it's going to place Canadians into a dark future.
All right, so some of that was true, and some of it ended up not happening.
Yeah, yet. Just because right. It didn't happen when they said, right? Where did
right.
he find that? I would love to listen to that again, because he was talking about something with unemployment. That piques my interest. And then, of course, all of this, you will not own property forever. I would, yeah, if you have that clip to share with me, I would love it if you sent it to me.
I'll see if it's still up.
Ah, thank you. Just whenever. You don't have to do it right now, but I'd love to listen to that whole thing again and see what, you know, catch everything again.
I'm just looking to see because I can't confirm.
Okay.
I'll at least give you the guy that then you can try to look from there, because I'm not able to find it like immediately.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, no worries. You can just message it to me if you'd like to. Thank you. Always good to know. I think I told you, thanks. Oh, yes. I have heard him speak several times. Okay, I know who we're talking about now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's well-known, well, somewhat well-known in the health freedom movement. And I think I've spoken about Celeste Solem before on this show. She is the one who I heard a lot of what he said. I heard from her, and she was a former FEMA employee. And she, of course, left them before 2020 came around. This was years before that, because they were training their employees for such a time as this, for the FEMA camps that don't exist, as you would say, or as we would learn about in Broccoli Man. And then she was talking about that happening, and then also just how the governments are all connected that way to create this great reset, and how it's going to look like control in every area of every person's life, from conception to birth. Everything you do is going to be tightly controlled, and they do it through things like, of course, vaccines and manipulation through media, fear, and also with the reset, taking control of all food sources, any kind of resource whatsoever, through all the manipulation that they have at their fingertips, and so that you would get your ration of calorie intake, and it's like Beyond Burger, only worse. You're only allowed certain amounts every day according to what job you've been assigned. And, I mean, seriously, the most utopian. I'm thinking of that other word, the opposite of utopian. Quite frightening. And she was talking about things that were said to happen through 2020. They did give a several-year time frame. So 2020 was actually, it was supposed to happen a little later, but they sped up the process, and now they're using this opportunity to push all the agenda so that they can hit their agenda 2030 faster than what they had planned.
They think that they don't have to wait until 2030. They could do it now. But part of that
exactly.
is because they realized that there was a big awakening in 2018 with Trump and Bolsonaro and in Brazil, and Le Pen, who has been close to beating Macron and probably won if it wasn't for voter fraud. And they realized that their time is limited, so they're going to go for it now.
Yeah, that's true. And some of what he was saying just made sense. I know he's saying 2020 and 2021, that hasn't happened, but they could just you know, hit us hard with something else, whether it's any of the fake liruses, they could use that. It doesn't matter. And it sounds to me like there are places where they just think that the scams are going to stop headlights. So why even come up with a new lirus? Why not just implement these measures for any little, you know, you stub your toe, you need to have a vaccine for that. So they can implement that in any way, and people will go along with it and think that the government has their best interests at heart and will help them out. And then at that point, it's too late. They've sold their soul through the vaccine or whatever debt relief program that they have willingly signed up for, sounding so great that they won't have to own anything to also be taken care of for the rest of their lives. And that's the stuff that Celeste was talking about. She also talked about the nanotech that we now know are in the vaccines. I mean, it's been proven through other doctors who have researched and done the actual testing, but she talked about it before that the vaccine was even on the market yet. So it's really, it's chilling to hear. And I'd love to find her original talks, the original interviews I heard of hers, but of course that was YouTube before YouTube started deleting everything and you know, erasing videos and blocking them. And now I just heard the other day that they've started to reverse that, that they're not going to delete videos or block videos anymore if they say the keywords like vaccines and stuff. And I just read that the other day.
YouTube is still doing that, but Facebook said they're not going to.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I think part of that, though, is because
look at what happened with that famous interview last week with Mark Zuckerberg and Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it? Did you see any of that?
Just whatever everybody else is playing, that's enough for me.
Okay. Yeah.
But he openly admitted that the FBI told him to cover the story up.
Uh-huh. Wow. He admitted it. What do you know? I'm actually surprised he admitted it.
And that's why Trump is coming out and saying that you committed election fraud.
Huh.
Which is true.
Yeah. It's absolutely true. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one yet. Dang. I don't listen to Joe Rogan typically, but he did do an interview with Dave Mustaine a couple days ago, so I'm about halfway through a three-hour interview. But that's about all I've listened to of Joe Rogan. And anything that has to do with anything with the Facebook founder, I just, he is so creepy. He gives me the shudders. Ugh. He's gross.
Well, if you want, I'll play the Dan Bongino version, if that will make you feel better, because it won't be as long. So I'm downloading it right now.
Okay.
So in the meantime, we do have enough time to play the latest J.P. Sears.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
His latest is 5 Ways to Raise a Non-Gender Child.
Should be good.
You want to be a good parent, don't you? I thought so. That's why I'm going to teach you 5 ways on how to raise a non-gender child. Hi, I'm with the Socialist Federation Against America. Now, you as a caring parent know the last thing your child needs is structure and guidance, especially when it comes to objective reality. Kind of like how your child's body would be much better off if they didn't have the structure of their pesky skeletal system. So let's do that to their psychology with these Federation-approved 5 ways to raise a non-gender child. Never throw gender reveal parties. Gender reveal parties are done all wrong nowadays. After 12 weeks, parents can just find out the gender of a baby via medical tests, and then they do a gender reveal party? That is nothing but pure hate rooted in biology. Now, if you want to be a good parent, then the correct time to throw a gender reveal party is when your child is somewhere between 10 and 20 years old. Okay, Persimmons, what are you?
I'm a dolphin.
All right. Someone get that dolphin some water. It's got a bright future with all this guidance we're giving it. Keep your child illiterate. Literacy and illiteracy is unfortunately a binary concept that negatively influences your child to think that binary realities are realities. In addition, if you allowed your child to just read, then they're susceptible to getting their hands on textbooks and other great works of literature that speaks to the existence of actual men and women. This type of biological propaganda will lead your child down a dark path where they discover their biological gender rather than creating the gender of their choosing.
Let's see here. I'm just gonna go burn these for you.
Heavily emphasize imagination. When your bigoted binary parents were raising you, they probably taught you to use your imagination from time to time, but to believe the reality that your eyes were seeing in front of you. This is just an old, outdated paradigm, and I am sincerely sorry you were subjected to it. But we have to reverse this paradigm in order for you to be the kind of parent you want to be. So teach your child to use their imagination and to believe that what they're making up is real. As you do this, further educate them that what they see in front of them is the made-up world. That way, when they make believe what gender they are, they'll believe that what they imagine is real. Reality should always be based on imagination. See all those trees over there? They're not really there. Subscribe to the Disney Channel. This kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Kids, come on! We're late for the Disney drag show! I can't wait to see what Mickey the Molesting Mouse and Donald the Dickless Duck have to teach you about yourselves!
Let them try all genders. Just like how normal parents will expose their children to a variety of different hobbies to see which ones the children like, good parents should do the same thing with genders. To do this properly, we at the Socialist Federation Against America recommend the following schedule. Let's say you're a birthing person. Which, by the way, why are you so against abortion? And you have what the bigoted doctors call a male child. So, from 0 to 2 years old, you'll want to put your male child on hormonal therapy to be a female. This is great because your child's delicate physiology will have a much better time of being helpless against all the unnatural estrogen hormones they're being injected with. Then from the period of 2 to 4 years old, you'll want to reverse course. My marker ran out. And do a couple years of male hormone therapy. Now at this point, your child was born a male and then transitioned to female and then transitioned not back to male, but transitioned forward to a different kind of male. And at this point, they might think they're ready to make up their mind about their gender because they're 4 and they have a well-formed brain. But they're not quite ready. Because you're just getting started, there's another 73 genders for them to explore. You want to keep progressing them forward via 2-year periods of hormonal therapy to the other genders, like Two-Spirit, Suplex Sexual, Tyrannosaurus Transrex, Tiger King, Stockholm Syndrome, Nonconforming Accountant, Celiac, WNBA, and all the other endangered genders. After decades of letting them physiologically sample all the genders, they should be psychologically damaged enough to be a healthy individual with a solid enough sense of self to finally make their decision. With these 5 methods on how to raise a non-gendered child, you no longer have to worry about your child being exposed to values, structure, or parenting that would allow them to grow to be an empowered adult. Because these methods will indoctrinate your children into the good reptilian hands that will help us with our agenda to create a more compliant, less resilient America. From all of us at the Socialist Federation Against America, thank you for doing this to your children.
Hey, freedom lover, if you love to spread...
There. So, hopefully you like that one.
That was funny. Oh, yeah. JP is pretty hilarious, and, you know, you're going to not assign them a gender until the ages of, like, 10 to 20. Oh, my gosh. That's so bizarre.
All right, so I'll play you that Dan Bongino clip with Joe Rogan versus Zuckerberg.
Great.
Joe Rogan blew the doors off yesterday any argument that the FBI and the government did not rig the 2020 election.
He's turning into a really great interviewer. For as much as I can't stand Howard Stern, Stern was a terrible interviewer early in his career, and he developed that skill too. Rogan gets to the heart of the matter in a very kind of low-key way, and he gets people to say things that, candidly, I don't think they would say anywhere else. I'm shocked. I know we shouldn't tell you what we were talking about before the show, because who cares? It's during the show. But we're sitting here this morning, Joe, and Key and I are like, why do you think Zuckerberg from Facebook, of course runs Facebook, would say this on the Joe Rogan show, like just revealing the whole thing, that the government colluded to rig the 2021 election? And Guy's like, do you think he's trying, what did you say? Do you think he's trying to cover for himself? I said, no, I don't. I really don't. I think Rogan's just such a good, mellow interviewer that I think people just, Joe, you see, you've been in the studio for thousands of interviews, you're in radio.
Yeah.
After like a few minutes, people just kind of like, wouldn't you agree, they almost forget they're on the radio and they just start talking like they're in a bar?
If the interviewer is able to make them very, very comfortable.
Yes.
And kind of low-key.
Yes.
You'd be surprised the questions you get answers to.
Man.
Yes, sir.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when that Washington, D.C. station interviewed Ralph Northam. Remember the Ku Klux Klan or blackface governor of Virginia, the Democrat? And remember they were talking to him about abortion, and it's like this mellow comfort. And he goes, and you know, the baby's born, and then we make the baby comfortable. And he talks about, like, whacking the baby.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what? This is what this reminded me of. It was that kind of revelation. And I really don't think he was covering anything. I really think Zuckerberg was just super relaxed with Rogan, and Rogan got this. So without further ado, liberals love censorship. They love communism. They love destroying elections and rigging elections. Here's the proof. We're going to play two cuts from this. Here's the first one, where it's a stunning admission by Zuck, where he admits government collusion with the FBI to suppress the Hunter Biden story and rig the election. Here's cut one.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have, if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have a third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false.
Okay, that's part one. Hold on. Everybody time out. It's hard to digest the amount of misdirection in there. First, he says, let's just get to the shocking part. He admits that the FBI, with their guns and their badges and their power to take your life and your freedom, communicated with someone, whether in person I don't know, at Facebook, a so-called private company, and with a wink and a nod, told them, you know, you really should make this Hunter Biden story go away. Then he admits they complied, and he tries to put lipstick on the pig by saying, Joe, the most comical part of the whole thing, no, we didn't censor it. We just made sure the distribution was reduced so a lot of people didn't see it. Okay. Great. Gosh, I'm totally at ease now. Thanks, Mark. What a bold decision that was. But there's another part of this that I'll bet some of you are figuring out already. The liberals are a little slow on this. He says, and the reason, you know, we did it at the behest of the FBI or at their wink and a nod, if you get what I mean, which makes it obviously a First Amendment issue. Liberals, it's a private company. Really? A private company deputized by the government to rig and interfere an election that could damage a Democrat right before the election? And you're telling me they're acting as private actors? Please stop being stupid all the time. It's Friday. Take a break on Friday. Take a vacation from stupid. There is established court precedent that a private company is not acting as a private company if they're doing something on behest of the government because the government can't do it itself. Please stop being stupid. Okay? I'm tired of the stupid from the left. But the part of that that should shock you the most is that they preemptively censored the story, reduced distribution. That means they censored it. It means you can't see it. Because they were told by the FBI that it could potentially be Russian propaganda. You guys may not see where I'm going. But think about this. Think about the balls on this guy. So in the 2016 election, where there were people warning on the inside and everywhere else at the FBI, there were people warning that the information Hillary Clinton's team was putting out about Donald Trump colluding with the Russians, that it may have come from shady Russian sources. That did nothing to stop the stop Facebook from allowing every liberal talking head to use their platform to propagate obvious disinformation about Trump colluding with the Russians. That was actual Russian propaganda from foreign sources. That was okay. But the FBI then comes in 2020 and says, hey, we think this could be Russian propaganda. Produces no evidence whatsoever it's true. Matter of fact, the evidence is that the laptop is real. They had the receipt and the laptop. And Facebook already jumps to it. Jumps to, oh, don't worry. We'll censor that and rig the election for you. Forget about the Zuckerbox thing. That's a whole other thing. This man you just listened to, Mark Zuckerberg, is single-handedly responsible, I believe, for changing the course of the country for the worse. I say single-handedly because I believe with every DNA molecule of my being that without the Zuckerbucks and without Facebook actively interfering in 2020, we would have had a second term of Donald Trump. We wouldn't be going through this inflation crisis, this immigration crisis, this fentanyl crisis. I don't believe Putin would have invaded Ukraine. This man, I am not kidding, I believe destroyed planet Earth. And he has the moose nuts to go on this show and just blurt this out like it's nothing. I haven't even gotten to part two yet. Here's part two, where, again, he cites fact checkers. Well, we needed to give fact checkers time. Keep in mind as you're listening to this, he gave conservatives no such leeway with the collusion hoax everybody knew was fake. In other words, he didn't say, you guys get where I'm going with this? That the 2016 election, while Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, was making its way around Facebook. A lot of it after the election, but some of it before via that New Yorker article. They made no effort at all to say, we're giving Facebook fact checkers time to check this out beforehand. No, no, nothing. They allowed it to propagate still to this day.
Right, right.
Even though it's a debunked hoax. Still to this day. And he implies in this cut that the fact checkers are like neutral nonpartisans, which is a joke. Everybody knows they're Democrat Party opinion makers. Facebook had to admit to it themselves in court that fact checkers don't check facts that they're opinion makers. They admitted to this in court. But listen to him cite the fact checkers as if, oh, look at them. They are like on Mount Olympus. They are so low. We don't get involved in that. Check this out.
For the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
and it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically, a lot of people were still able to share it. We got a lot of complaints that was the case. You know, obviously this is a hyper political issue. So depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right.
But we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which, you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's like very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it basically fit the pattern.
This is, I don't even know where to start with that one either. There is so much in, let's start with the end first. Then he says, I think he's starting to catch himself here, Zuckerberg. Rogan, by the way, an amazing job letting this guy dig his own grave. He just lets them talk. He asks quick questions to the point. Bang. I got to do that. I ask long questions sometimes. It drives me nuts. Zuckerberg says at the end when asked, did they censor that specific story, tell you to censor that specific story? Zuckerberg says, no, I don't think it was that specifically, but they said Russian disinformation was out there. Wait. So now they didn't even, now your Zuckerberg's words, not mine. You guys heard it, right?
Yeah.
Zuckerberg is very specific, saying, oh, no, they didn't even ask us about that story. Oh, so you just censored the biggest political story of the election. The president and the president's son involved in shady business deals, according to very serious allegations, with the Chinese Communist Party and others. And the information's buried on a laptop we have belonging to the president's son. They didn't even tell you about that, and you just rushed and jumped to censor that anyway. Astonishing cojones. Astonishing cojones. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at...
I thought it was about over. Anyway, that was the gist of all the good stuff there.
Okay, well, thank you. I didn't have to hear too much from that robot, but yeah. Saying he's got cojones was probably a little generous. I'd say he's missing cojones.
He was talking about Joe Rogan for getting him on the interview to say that.
Oh, okay. I heard it that he was just saying, how could he just get on there and admit to it? But regardless, yes, he obviously, we all know what happened, but with all the censorship, and Facebook was and still is pretty much the hub of censorship. So when he's saying that Twitter would not allow it at all, but Facebook would, he's full of shit. That's not true. It's not true. Facebook was always deleted. I got put in Facebook jail so many times for stuff like that.
Oh, I got 30-day bans just for sharing that there was a school board meeting in our local newspaper.
Wow. Like, okay, thanks for the Facebook check on the facts there, since how that's a
actual
fact.
They told me that I got busted for nudity for an article from the Las Vegas Review-Journal sharing that there was a school board meeting the day before.
What? Wow.
Yeah, like,
and I'm
I don't
sure
know what
you
kind of nudity goes on in school board meetings, but that's what they said.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah, see, and I know the things I actually got. I think it was my first ban, actually. What is it, a 24-hour, the first one you get? I had shared a meme. I think the first one is usually, like, you can't comment for 24 hours. I can't even remember. It's been a while ago now. But I had shared a meme that showed a person, I don't remember the gender now, they had some S&M gear on their face. So, of course, it was covering their mouth and their eyes, and it said something about masks. And I got a ban for that, for being sexually explicit. It didn't say anything about sex, just because it's the S&M gear and associating that with masks. That was my first ban. And then after that, who knows? Every little thing. And I disputed it. There were two different times when I disputed. I actually got it reversed, surprisingly.
Yeah, I was not even granted an opportunity to try to fight this. They said, too bad, we win.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Makes me miss MySpace. MySpace was so much less drama.
MySpace was much better. I totally.
I agree. I don't have a Twitter account. I did at one time. I probably posted a handful of times, but that was, I don't even remember how many years ago. that just seemed like, Twitter seemed like it was more of a place for lots of hashtags and little comments, and I was more interested in sharing.
Yeah. One thing I've learned over the years is Twitter, if we have anything that goes even somewhat viral, we land a chance of getting interviews, but there's no real substance there. So that's the audience I'm looking for, is do I want to try and push for getting an interview into some magazine or newspaper? Otherwise, if I want the traffic, then it's Spybook. If I want a bunch of bots to tell me the same thing, it's usually Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sounds about right. I wasn't super interested in it. And, you know, when MeWe came out, and I was one of the first people who set up an account there, that was in, 2013 or 12? I don't know. Early on, and, you know, there was hardly anybody on there. I had, like, five friends, if you wanted to call them friends. I don't remember what they called them at the time.
People on there.
Yeah, see, and then there was this big push to get everybody on MeWe after I had already abandoned it, because when I would go back to see if there was anything different, I just had a bunch of people friend requesting me that were total fake. So they were fake. So there were plenty of fake people on MeWe, just like on Facebook. I was like, well, I don't know if I want to this like feels like a direct trade. It feels like I'm not going.
MeWe is for people that got kicked off a Spybook or are doing their suspensions. So it's good to have one, but I only use it in case I have to.
Yes. Right. And I do use my Instagram page, but I spend a lot of time being shadow banned. So Facebook will actually, to your face, will ban you until you're restricted. But on Instagram, it's more of a, you have like, you'll post something and you'll have 30 to 50 likes or views. And then suddenly out of nowhere, you're getting like 3 out of nowhere. And so usually can trace that back to something controversial that I put either on one of my stories or, something. Mm-hmm. So I do that a lot. I go through that cycle of being shadow banned and then being released and then being back to shadow banned. I just constantly do that. Pretty ridiculous. But I actually do a good amount of my advertising on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't do much on there.
Yeah. And I use my Telegram, but mostly just, you know, Telegram is for the people. It's an echo chamber. I mean, really, we're all exactly the same like mind, and we're all, we're just kind of trading off information with the same like-minded people, which is great because you don't have a bunch of freaking trolls all the time. But
well, there's also Gab, but once again, I don't feel like being in an echo chamber. But we finished the night here.
Oh yeah, it sure is.
I got the 60-second buzzer, and then the outro music comes on.
Yep, there it is. All right.
Thank you
another
for being
night.
Here, Amanda. Everyone else, I'll
thank
be
you.
Here
we'll
tomorrow.
Talk.
Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here live until tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail, hope alive, remember only you can force bugs.